Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. So good to see you. I really do love and appreciate you for spending your time and giving me your attention today. For those of you with short attention spans, I will be starting shortly. I'm still merging into the day myself, but we're all on time for what we are called to. I'm going to share this out in a few spaces. I'm going to share this with the Love City Allen Super Chat. Poppy Wada, who's green right now online. House of Mommy Water Magazine. E Love's Body for You. Nina. Marquetta. Kingdom Impact. Love City Arts, Fractal Doula. Nadia's online. Everybody's online today. What do you know? Joyous was online 2 hours ago. Healing Mentor was on. Light them up. Hey folks, good morning. So good to see you. I'm gonna get started shortly. Just give me 1 second to pull up my notes. It's Dr. Flo's Daily Affirmations and your morning booster. I hope that you are doing well wherever you are. Hello, the real health thing. Hope you are feeling happy and healthy and free of all suffering today. We're about to get into the booster. I'm going to read some affirmations over you about who you are, and I hope that you take them into your heart today and have a wonderful Friday and it jumpstarts you into a wonderful weekend. Love is where I came from and love is where I'm going to return. Love is where you came from, and love is where you're going to return. And so wherever you are today, here's your little morning booster from my heart to yours. I want you to know from my heart to yours that you are so talented. You are so talented. This will be your greatest year yet. This will be your greatest year yet. Thank you for the love on Instagram. You are so creative. You are so creative. You are phenomenal. Whoever you are phenomenal. Never give up. Never give up. I want you also to know that you can do this. You can do this. You are knowledgeable. You are knowledgeable. You are a math whiz with money. You are a math whiz with money. You are intelligent. You are intelligent. If no one's told you today, I'm proud of you every day. Even if we don't know each other, because some people are like, oh, you don't know me, how can you be proud? Look, you're a human here. You woke up this morning. You peed, hopefully. Maybe you brushed your teeth. Maybe you didn't. I'm proud of you for showing up every day for you. I'm proud of you every day. I love you. I love you. You have a brilliant mind. You have a brilliant mind. You are wonderful. You are wonderful. You are a problem solver. You are a problem solver. I want you also to know today that you can follow your dreams. I give you permission to follow your dreams. I also want you to know that you are perfect, whole, and complete, exactly as you are. You are perfect, whole, and complete, exactly as you are. I also want you to know once again that I'm proud of you. You're doing the best that you can. I'm proud of you. You will change the world. You will, in your own special way, change the world. You are amazing. You are amazing. You are the best. You are the best. And the last one from these you are affirmations is you are important to someone in this world. And to me, you are important. Going within, I honor my truth. I honor my truth. I have everything that I need. I have everything that I need. I am enough. I am enough. Remember, just take one of these into your heart. You don't have to take all of them into your heart, but if you find one today that really like hits you in your tender, juicy place, just take that one in. I am grateful. I am grateful. I choose to go with the flow. I choose to go with the flow. I am confident. I am confident. I am present. I am present. I am supported. I am supported. I am worthy. I am worthy. I'm going to pull over to the side of the road, put on my little emergency blinkers right now, and just talk just for a second. I won't riff too long today like I usually do. I just want to talk briefly about worthiness. A lot of us are unable to receive the abundance of life because we don't feel worthy. Something in our past, someone in our past, it could have been a bully in elementary school. It could have been a family member that didn't speak encouragement. It could have been a lover or a former spouse. Someone may have not made you feel worthy of love. I don't want to cry about it today because I am the uncle that cries, but I want you to know that you are worthy of love. You're worthy of full love. You're worthy of having all of your needs met. You're worthy of being taken care of in this life. You're worthy of taking care of yourself. I don't want to cry about it today, but I spent so many days, weeks, and months in my life maybe not taking a shower when I was depressed, or not picking up the phone and calling a friend when I felt lonely because I didn't want to bother them, or I was feeling so sad that what was showering going to help anyway? I was already feeling sad inside. Why even take the shower? I want you to know that you are worthy of taking care of yourself and loving on yourself. Have the glass of water, because you're worthy of being hydrated and taking care of yourself. And I also want to let you know before I move forward that you are worthy and I'm worthy of being gentle to myself. A lot of us are really hard on ourselves. We beat up on ourselves a lot. Something just tells me to say, like, I am worthy of being gentle, loving, and kind to myself. And this is for me too. I am worthy of being gentle, loving, and kind to myself. Anyway, moving forward, I let go of what does not serve me. I let go of what does not serve me. I am strong. I am strong. I am patient. I am patient. I trust the process. I trust the process. I love myself. I love myself. I want to say that one one more time. It just felt so good. Maybe two more times. I love myself. I love myself. Pausing here. This isn't a love that has to prove anything to anybody, and it's not a narcissistic kind of vibration. It's not like I love myself because I'm better than everyone else. It is like I love myself as I am right now. I can't be anybody else other than I am right now, and I'm certainly not the person I was in the past, so it would serve me to just love myself right now. Because I'm doing my best. I'm doing my best. I respect my journey. I respect my journey. I am rich, not just the money, not just the money. I am rich. I am abundant. I am abundant. And I choose to find happiness. I choose to find happiness. I hope that one of these affirmations landed in the soil of your heart today. And I hope that you just water that little seed. I am worthy. I'm loved and lovable. Just begin to water it and see what happens for you over the next 30 days. If you do your affirmations, remember, we're all affirming something. Oh man, I'm so forgetful. Oh man, I'm so musty. You know, we're always affirming things over our lives. Whether you believe in affirmations or not, we're always speaking something, and the things we speak come true. So just follow the good thoughts the best you can today. Happy National Donald Duck Day to those of you who celebrate Donald Duck. Yesterday was National Best Friends Day, and today is National Donald Duck Day. So for those of you who are into animation and the joy of that and cartoons, happy National Donald Duck Day to you. Also, happy Third Eye Fridays. We've been moving all week from our root chakra up and through into our crown. But before we get to our crown, which is tomorrow, we're going to pause. The throat was yesterday, getting aligned with the I speak energy, putting our words out into the world because our words matter and our presence matters. We're now moving up into our third eye. And I believe in all kinds of traditions that offer love and hope. And I believe that the chakra system and that alignment and other areas of spirituality, if they're offering hope and love, I'll co-sign. I'm not so busy anymore trying to be right. I really just want to be in love. I spent the first 20 years of my life plus in a religious tradition that wanted to be righteous and right. And now I just want to be loving and be in love the best that I can. The third eye chakra offers you insight and intuitive wellness. You have this kind of third eye open, sixth sense kind of feeling. It's that energy of, I don't smell anything, I don't see anything, but I see in my inner knowing that this person is for me and this person's not for me. I see that this is a good decision. I see that this is not a good decision. You're into your insight, not outsight. Outsight will sometimes mess you up because you have people, opinions, the internet, the news, bad news, negativity, all of that outside can cause you problems. But your insight can tap you into what's really going on around you and offer you protection through the opening of your third eye. The color of the third eye is blue, indigo, which are colors that denote forgiveness, calm, communication, confidence, and inner knowing, and also can bring you comfort. So if you're looking for a little bit of forgiveness, some calm in your communication, if you're looking to boost your confidence and come into a knowing, try the blue and the indigo today. And sometimes these colors aren't necessarily doing anything spiritually to you if you don't believe in it. Sometimes just wearing the blue or wearing the indigo will say, oh yes, it will remind you in your subconscious, oh, I need to be confident today. I need to walk around in my knowing. I need to stand in my comfort. I need to move in my comfort. I need to center my calm. Sure, there's negativity all around and people believing in me and not believing in me and all of these different things, but I'm gonna wear the blue so that I can have open communication today. Remember, you have what you say, and what you believe is what's coming to you. So, you know, wear the blue and allow it to trigger you. A lot of people are triggered in life by all sorts of things. Allow the blue that you're wearing, the indigo that you're wearing, to trigger you into comfort and calm and confidence. We celebrate Kwanzaa 365 days of the year here, and so today's Kwanzaa principle is Kumba, which is for creativity. What are you building today? Is there nothing to build, nothing to grow, nothing to learn, nothing to know? How are you creatively operating in your gifts today? Live streams for me are an incredible gift of creativity. I get to creatively weave words together, and in my own little television station in the cast house, I get the opportunity to be creative and to play with the digital crayons. I'm so grateful for the gift of Kumba, creativity. Remember, humans are naturally creative. We create other human lives through procreation. We create songs and dance. Maybe part of the reason why you are disconnected from the truest essence of who you are is because you're not being creative all the time. The reason why I'm a happy person and my happiness rubs people the wrong way sometimes, the way I maintain my happiness is by always creating. Even on the days when I don't feel like it. Remember, I always say, love doesn't take a day off. So even on the days when I don't feel like creating, when I'm like, oh, I gotta go in here and do these affirmations for these people. Me just being creative and showing up in my calling allows me to connect with the real health thing and receive that love that you sent and that you gave today. Your creativity makes way for the birthing of something new. So I want to encourage everyone that's listening now or will listen to this later, because the algorithm and the numbers tell me that you do pop back in and that you do watch me. You may not watch me live, but you do come back eventually. The numbers do not lie. I do watch my analytics. My analytics are telling me that you want this love. You want this power. Want this sound mind. So for all of you creatives out there, and I believe that everyone is creating something, even if it's just the creativity of your life, please continue to go deeper in your creativity with a capital C and make something beautiful today. And maybe it won't be something that sells for $1 million, but just create something, because to be human is to be in the active action of creating every day. If you want to use food energy to ground your third eye chakra today and to ground and open it, I guess I should say, lean into blackberries, plums, and grapes if you have them, and affirm over your life what you see. I see goodness all around me. I see the sun shining down from the sky beautifully here in North Carolina. I see the goodness of the Lord manifested in my life. I see opportunities everywhere. I see faith, hope, and love taking root in my life. I see a growing community, and I see vibrance in my heart. I see my strength being renewed. I see my faith showing up for me. I see myself protected, and I see myself as perfect, whole, and complete exactly as I am. I see. Fill in the blank for yourself today. I see blank. What do you see? Because what you see is what you are attracting. For my friends who love to charge the crystals and the rocks, India Gabro, blue kyanite, labradorite, lepidolite, amethyst, which is my birthstone, and lapis lazuli will help you open your third eye. Remember, you're the one charging these crystals because you are all powerful. The crystals aren't charging you, folks. You are the one charging the crystal. You're the one joining mind with the elements and joining vision. The amethyst and you are co-creating. If you rely on the amethyst solely and you leave the amethyst at the house that day, and you believe that because you left the amethyst at the house, you weren't intuitive in your wellness and you didn't have insight, I want you to know that you're more powerful than the crystals, but we use them like money as a tool to move life forward. The body part of the third eye chakra is the forehead and also between the eyes. Some call it the all-seeing eye of the third eye chakra. When your third eye is out of balance, you can be in confusion. You can misalign yourself with your intuition of knowing which step to take, and you can talk yourself out of a good move for you when you're out of balance with your third eye chakra. You also can be very narrow-minded, only seeing the opportunities and the solutions right in front of you, and you can have shallow understandings. But there's good news. When you are aligned with your higher power, when you are aligned with your third eye chakra, you will have great discernment. You'll have clarity. Your intuition will grow. You will be very imaginative and you'll be connected to all of life. What a gift to be connected with all of life. I'm so grateful that we got to connect today online. I'm going to be sharing this out across my network with all of the people who are willing and able to receive it. Remember, everybody can't receive the love that you give. Everyone cannot receive the advice you give. Everyone cannot receive the protection you give. Love is something that must be given and received by all of us. And so I hope that today you're opening your third eye chakra and also that you're tapping even more deeply into who you really are. Who you are is not what society says you are. It's not what your friends and family says you are. It's not about the opinions of other people. It's about you being at one with the one that created you. Being at one with the power that created you. Okay? I'm so grateful for you. I'm so grateful for your time and your attention and your presence. This one was a short one today, maybe even the shortest we've ever had, 22 minutes. I bless your everything today. I know that goodness is looking for you as you are looking for goodness, and I know that all is well. All is well. Everything is working out for our highest good, and out of this situation, only good can come, and I am safe. All is well. Hey, Quincy, good morning. All is well. Everything is working out for our highest good, and out of this situation, good can come. Only good can come, and I am safe. All is well. All is well. Everything is working out for our highest good, and out of this situation, only good can come, and I am safe. Remember, folks, that we walk by faith and not by sight. And so you may not be seeing the material manifestation of your dreams come true, but just know that if you are opening your throat chakra and your third eye chakra and coming into oneness and wholeness with yourself, that's more than enough. If you can just love on yourself and speak life into yourself, everything else will fall into place. I'll say it one more time. If you can speak love and light into yourself, if you can encourage yourself, everything else will fall into place. I want you to know part of the reason why I come onto these live streams, and it's been, let me tell you something. Quincy just started coming back, but a lot of people came to my affirmations for the first couple days, and then they stopped stopping by. All right? They came to the affirmations for like the first day or two, and then they stopped dropping in. I've been here every day, and my life is dramatically improving. And that's not a flex. That's just the truth. I've been in here on live streams every day. And I don't need to record these. I could affirm to myself, but I try to share with the world the benefits of true love and compassion for yourself. So this is not me performing my affirmations. This is me just sharing my love. But I've been doing affirmations probably online for the community for the last few weeks. And I'm seeing my life improve. So other people can come and go from these live streams. I'll continue to share the love that's in my heart. But I know that it's working for me. I'm connecting with people in the community. I'm sending more emails. My bank account is growing. So choose your own adventure, folks. You know, this is not about me performing affirmations. This is about me doing my affirmations so that my life personally as Andre in the flow can improve. And hopefully you being around my love vibration and my positive energy will cause you to do your own affirmations even when I'm not around. Remember, the point is not that we come into affirmations to just feel good for a moment like a church service and then go back out into the street living any other way. The point of affirmations is that we come in and we say, I am confident, I am confident, I am confident, so that we go out into the world and do confident things. You find the motivation and the inspiration and the courage and the self-love and the positive mindset to be more, to do more, and to have more. If I just come in here every day and do affirmations and then I don't take those affirmations out into these streets, out into the streets, if I don't live as a confident, worthy, and whole person from these affirmations, I'm just masturbating here with you. I'm just wasting my time. But I want you to know that affirmations and these live streams and me making myself show up. I was talking to my partner, Poppy Water, up until like 5 minutes before this. And I was like, oh, man, now I got to go and do my affirmations. You know, it's not always fun for me to do my work. And I have to do my work. And part of my work is purging out all the negativity, purging out all the drama, and dropping into I am loved and lovable. I've always been loved and lovable, and I'm always going to be loved and lovable. And then ask myself the question in community of how would my life change dramatically if I truly believed that I was loved and lovable? And this is an icky and sticky place, because I ask this question every day. And this is why people run away from me like the plague. Because you have to face your shit in my presence. How would your life change, folks, if you truly believed that you were loved and lovable? And I'm saying this from a place of deep humility, because sometimes I move from a loved and lovable place, and then sometimes I get trapped in my own mind viruses. We all have mind viruses that talk us out of our brilliance and our greatness. It's the saddest thing to see yourself in a mind virus. It's the saddest thing to see a friend or a loved one or a lover in a mind virus. You know that there's more for them. There's greater for them. There's so much power and more for you. But you can't make them do anything, and you can't make them go forward, and you can't make them desire more. And so how do we tap into what's real and what's true? I believe from my teachers that it's doing your daily affirmations. And even if you pick just one, that's going to carry you over. You know, I am calm. I am patient. I am worthy. I'm loved and lovable. It will allow you to bypass all the bullshit of your life. you'll begin to rise above the battlefield of your experience and see the face of God in your life and in your work. So yeah, we're under 30 minutes a day, and Poppy Water's ratcheting it up in the bathroom. So I'm going to go now. But I hope that you enjoyed the morning booster. And I hope that you enjoyed hanging out for a little bit in this loved and lovable energy. I hope that it propels you to go out into the world and make your own magic. Remember, tomorrow's not promised. I don't even know if I'm going to live through the day. It would be a blessing to live through the day, but I'm not sure that I will live through the day. And so I have to do my business be loved today and be loved for the rest of my life for as long as I have. And if live streaming and pastoring people and connecting with people and coaching people and lighting people up, you know, and encouraging people and inspiring people is what turns me on, then I need to be doing it. And whatever lights you up in life, you need to be doing it. So take a moment, go within today, inside, and come to an agreement about what lights you up. And then find the courage and the confidence and the self-love to go and be great today. You deserve it. You deserve to be great today. You deserve to make tons of money today. You deserve to have tons of love today. You deserve to be uplifted today. You really do. I'm going to turn this affirmation session into a podcast. So for all of you listening over on the podcast, I hope that you also feel loved and lovable. Thank you to all of my donors and sponsors and friends and collaborators for your energy. There's so much going on in the world and we're so distracted in the society, but we do have help and we are supported by donors, sponsors, friends, and fans. To all of my fans of Dr. Flo and the Love Experience, I thank you for your unwavering love and support. It's not easy being green, folks. It's not easy being green. It's not easy standing on the mountaintop of your own experience and saying, yo, I'm so grateful that I'm not my degrees. I'm so grateful that I'm not my accomplishments. I'm so grateful that I'm not my bank account. I'm so grateful that I'm not my likes and follows. Oh, I'm so grateful that I'm not my likes and follows. I'm so grateful that I'm not my internet friends and buddies. I'm not defined by these things. I'm so grateful that every day I'm tapping more into love and the great I am. I'm one with the power that sent me. I'm one with the power that sent me. I'm one with the power that sent me. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, in me. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, in me. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, in me. All right, folks. May you be happy, may you be healthy, may you be free of all suffering. May you be happy, may you be healthy, may you be free of all suffering. May you be happy, may you be healthy, may you be free of all suffering. And may love hold you today and every day in its big, 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 big hands. I love you so much. I hope that heaven smiles upon you today, as above, so below. As above, so below. As above, so below. Have a great day, Quincy. Have a great day, The Real Health Thing. Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, all the spaces where we broadcast our love. Like I said, Quincy's the only one that pretty much comes and stays these days when he can. But the algorithm and my analytics tells me that hundreds of you are watching. And I'm grateful that even if you can't come in the present moment, and even if you can't watch or chat, I'm grateful that you are here and present for love. Real love cannot be destroyed. This is a legacy and a living memory to our generations to come, and a wonderful testimony of what our ancestors have done for us. And for that, we are grateful. I will see you all tonight at 6:30 Eastern in the nighttime affirmation session. For those of you who are interested in encountering other parts of our ecosystem, Waiting to Exhale will be happening tonight at 6:30 as well. And check the community calendar on my link in bio for all of the things going on. You're loved. Take care.